Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Strophe Tuesday, the sixth week in Ordinary Time, February 17th, 2026. Our gospel passage today is from Mark, where he writes, "The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, 'Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.'" The disciples had forgotten to bring bread. That small, almost embarrassing detail matters. They are in the boat with Jesus, and yet their thoughts are fixed on what they lack. They count their provisions, notice the shortage, and quietly panic. One loaf, not enough. Their concern is practical, reasonable, even human. And into this anxious moment, Jesus speaks a warning that seems at first unrelated, where he says, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." The disciples misunderstand. They think he is scolding them for forgetting bread. But Jesus is speaking of something far more subtle, far more dangerous than hunger. Leaven works silently. It does not announce itself. It spreads slowly, invisibly, until it permeates the whole loaf. The leaven of the Pharisees is the leaven of religious self-assurance, faith reduced to control, to appearances, to the illusion that righteousness can be measured and managed. It is a religion that knows the law, but forgets the living God standing in the boat. The leaven of Herod is different, but just as corrosive. It is the leaven of power, fear, compromise, and calculation. The belief that survival depends on aligning with strength rather than truth. It is faith quietly adjusted so that it will not threaten comfort or status. Both forms of leaven share one thing. They push God to the margins while pretending to honor him. Mark tells us something striking. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. The detail is not accidental. The disciples are worried about bread while sitting beside the bread of life. They fear scarcity while traveling with the one who fed thousands with abundance left over. Their eyes are fixed on what is missing instead of on who is present. This is not stupidity. It is spiritual nearsightedness. And it is deeply familiar. How often do we do the same? We come to prayer aware of what we lack: clarity, peace, strength, answers. We come to Mass distracted by what feels insufficient: our faith, our patience, our love. We worry about the future, about provision, about whether we will have enough. And all the while, Christ is in the boat. Do you still not understand? Jesus asks them gently, painfully, "Do you still not understand?" This is not the frustration of a teacher who has failed. It is the sorrow of a shepherd whose sheep are anxious even in his presence. The disciples do not yet understand. that faith is not first about having enough bread, but about recognizing the one who is enough. Leaven enters when we begin to believe that life depends more on our planning than on his presence. It enters when faith becomes anxious, calculated, defensive. It enters when we trust systems, habits, or strategies more than the living Christ. Watch out, he says. Guard yourself. Not against hunger, not against failure, but against anything that quietly replaces trust with control. The remedy here is not more bread. The remedy is remembrance. To remember who is in the boat, to remember what he has already done, to remember that the Eucharist we receive is not a symbol of sufficiency, but the presence of God himself given to us. In every age, the Church must resist leaven that dilutes faith into comfort or performance, and every disciple must learn, slowly, painfully, to stop staring at the empty basket and start looking at Christ. Because in the end, there is only one loaf, and he is enough. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you enter the small boats of our anxious lives and find us counting what we lack instead of adoring you who are. Cleanse us of every hidden leaven, of pride that pretends to be faith, of fear that disguises itself as wisdom, of compromise that calls itself prudence. Teach us to watch, to remember, and to trust. Open our eyes to see that you are with us, that you are our bread, and that nothing is lacking when you are near. Remain with your Church. Remain with each of us until our fear is quieted and our hearts rest in you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we share a passage of Scripture and break open its meaning as we travel towards God. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.